For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom. Shut up. You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We have a half full podcast today. Joining us on the computer, we went to the Dodgers game, and we really enjoyed the Dodgers running a train on the Braves. Johnny Woodard, everybody.
I didn't enjoy that at all.
And live from New York, everybody, the king of the Jews, Ari Shaffir. We know who you are.
You can't say it's half full because half of them is black. That's fucking racist shit. They count people, man.
And then that's yours.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Finally joining us, he brought his Lakers jersey from when he used to play.
That's right.
One of the best Instagram accounts you
jersey
can follow.
Gear, asshole face. You're not allowed to wear a Lakers jersey.
What? Come on, man.
Kareem Matthews. Kareem, I'm surprised that... I'm surprised it's not Golden State Warriors jersey.
Oh, Sam, you've been killing me for that the whole playoff, dude. And I got to keep going on record. I am not a Golden State Warrior fan. It's all Lakers. I just, since they're not in it, I got to fuck with somebody, yo. Like, it would
no,
be
you
boring.
Don't.
I
you
do.
Don't have to fuck with anybody.
I do.
You just cheer.
Yeah.
I don't cheer.
He's a Laker fan.
I am.
But just like most Laker fans, they're conveniently Warrior fans, too.
No.
Especially if you're a fat Asian guy, you would love the Warriors right now.
Yeah, nah. Because they fit that profile.
For sure.
For real. But see, that's the thing. I want to hate on Golden State, but LeBron couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? LeBron couldn't give me enough. And that's the thing. It's not just this year. I go back to 3 years ago. The first time that Golden State beat Cleveland and LeBron couldn't, like literally every time LeBron goes out, Cleveland goes on a 10-point run.
Well, Kareem, he hurt his hand, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
the Pacquiao.
Can we get into this, dude?
The Pacquiao. I'm like, dude, you can't come with that now.
You can't come with that, dude.
You or your people. Because people are like, oh, he didn't say it. He didn't say it.
Yeah,
was broken.
Come on.
That story, period. If you know that story's coming out, you got to squash that, yo.
When you notice immediately, he started wearing tape around it, like heavy tape all the way around his hand.
In the press conference?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That doesn't play.
Like, didn't wear it once before then, but suddenly.
So was his hand broke? Was his hand broke in the 51-point game?
No, he said it's after that.
Oh, right, okay. Perfect.
He said after that. What, Ari?
Perfect.
Ari, what?
That ain't why you lost. If you're scoring 51 points with a broken hand, that ain't why you lost.
Right. But yeah. He said it happened right after that, though.
He said after they lost that game, he punched the board.
Also, he only had 40 points.
Is that what he said?
He had 40 points in the next game. So,
yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
He said he punched the board?
After that, he punched the board.
Oh, that even makes it worse.
Well,
yo.
The problem with this is, like, what he literally, if it was any truth to that, he faces humongous lawsuits from bettors because he didn't disclose the injury. He would never do that, dude. By law, that's why they tell you injuries, man, because people are betting a lot of money on these games. And that's why Pacquiao got sued like a motherfucker, dude. They're still suing him because he lied about the shoulder. And so you can't do that. So to come out and be like, oh, man, I had a boo-boo. And you're like, dude, you gay. I'm like, dude, like, we had a big discussion on this thing where he is in the top, and I'm sure people are like, here
ooh,
Triple E goes again.
Ooh.
I still have him at 7.
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I have this discussion. Nope. No.
I love it. We can't talk about it? Is that what happened?
It devolves, Kareem. It devolves into screaming after a while.
Oh, no. But can I just hear, you said 7. Where did you have him, Ari?
I won't comment.
at like 35th. I rank Cliff Robinson number one.
Oh,
then I, okay. Then I moves on to Clyde the Glide, and then Muggsy, Manute tied for three.
No, because he's not in my top 10 either. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's not in your top 10. Oh,
no, I mean, no, I'm sorry. He's not in my top 5.
Okay.
He's in the second half of my top 10.
You know, so would that be 8? 9?
No, 7, 8, 9-ish. You know,
okay, so quick question. How many Lakers are in your top 6? All of them?
No. Okay, my top 5 is Kareem.
Chris, why don't you jump in until people get here? Is that cool? Jump in. Yeah, who knows when they're going to be here?
Kareem.
So jump in.
My top 5, yeah, my top 5 is Kareem, Bill Russell, Wilt, Jordan, and then 4 or 5.
Those in order?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You have Jordan 4?
Yes. Behind Kareem, Bill Walton, and Wilt. Yo. And I can explain how I put my list together. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a combination.
Wait, who's five?
Huh?
Oh, who's
and then,
five?
And then 5, I always debate between Magic and Kobe. Like, that's my 5 guy. Mm-hmm. And whoever's the loser falls into the next group with Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Shaq.
Dude, they're literally all Lakers. It's like one Boston Celtic and a bunch
and
of
Jordan,
Lakers.
And Jordan.
And Jordan. Head. What a fucking Jordan. Homer.
Okay. I mean, it's...
God, you make me miss Joe Prano.
Who do you have?
Listen,
you didn't put Dirk in
Timberwolves in my top fucking 10. No, it goes Jordan 1A, Kareem 1B, then Magic Johnson, then Tim Duncan, then Shaq.
No Bill Russell?
That just, and you know what it comes down to?
Or Will.
It comes down to rings. You like, well, those guys have Russell has a bunch of rings. And it comes down to competition. He didn't have a ton.
See, that's for me. For me, competition is the hardest thing to factor through generations, and that's why I put it on rings, numbers. And then, for me, the third is the eye test, which
Russell's taking on guys who are, like, substitute teaching during the day.
Yeah, but then they're going to be
running around in Chuck Taylors and
right,
shit.
But then,
joining us real quick is my good friend from we've been friends for a long time, Chris Pleasant, everybody. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Ooh. How's everybody?
Good to see you
good
again.
Good to see you.
Chris, you used to have one of the greatest gigs of all time. It was really sad that it went away because it was such a fun gig. You used to work at Playboy TV. And you just show up daily with just fucking hot naked chicks constantly.
That was probably one of the best jobs that I've ever had in my life, where I actually got paid to do.
But you didn't make a lot of money, but it was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great time.
That's how I felt like when I worked at a strip club. I was like, I'm broke as fuck, but I've never been happier.
But I never have to go to a strip club.
What?
But I never have to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
That's honestly been like 80% of my comedy career.
It's been like I'm broke,
I don't make
but
a lot
I'm
of
happy.
Money, but I'm having a great time.
You book commercials, you know though.
I actually just booked one.
Yeah, dude.
That good call shit. I got that I walked out on.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. I was like, oh, you probably just booked a commercial.
I literally just did a Comcast.
Hey, congratulations, right.
Thank
dude.
You, thank you. So I can eat for another 2-3 months.
I'm happy for you.
Hey, and before this episode is over, can we throw up on screen Kareem's Nike commercial where he just goes off for 30 seconds?
Can we just do that anyways? Can we just do that anyways?
I love it. Ari's my dude.
Dude, it's kind of crazy what's going on with LeBron. I've come to the conclusion that when you get to that rarefied air of like fame, like so high up there, that the air is so thin that it fucks your skull up. Like you don't get enough oxygen to your brain and you start acting crazy. And everybody who gets there ends up going a little nuts. And I don't care who it is, but like the hand, him talking about someone writing the N-word on his house that never got proven, but it's just like, oh, I just got to get my name out there. And it's like, you're LeBron James. You don't need your name out.
No, your name is out there already.
Sprite commercials.
Yeah. I don't mind the Sprite commercials make business. That money, but.
Right, that's business. Yeah,
and then like, why would you put the Drew movie out after the basketball season's done? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like,
oh, right.
It's
right.
Like people have moved on from basketball.
Right, and now it's coming out.
Take all.
halfway through my 360, I see some fool grabbing my shoe. I'm like, I'm about to do the 360 from Gay. Get off me. I'm at the three-point line. I'm hanging in the air, getting him off my shoe.
Look at that hair.
How long did that take?
That's funny.
Huh?
How long was that? How long did that take, that shoot?
Man, it's
one take shoot?
No. But literally, that was one of the first takes. But you know how they are on commercial shoots, dude. They want to take all day. You know what I'm saying? We probably shot it 1,000 times, even though that was probably one of the first five that they, you know what I'm saying, they ended up using. Like, it just...
Did you use Meisner?
What is Meisner?
The acting technique? Oh. All right.
Guessing no.
Chris, say something. Just give your take on something.
I think somebody should drug test LeBron.
Okay, dude. I agree with that totally, dude. I agree with that totally, dude.
That's a good parting shot.
Joining us, thanks for joining the Kareem Saminari show. They just made it. Apparently, they drove in from Fresno. Is that where you guys are coming from?
Basically.
From
Jason
the West.
Hey, Ari.
I love how you surprised Ari. And the Fight Nanny. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. What did we miss?
What up, dude?
How much LeBron have you already talked?
You think
this is the LeBron show, by the way.
You think my top 10 is ridiculous? You have to hear Kareem's top 10.
It's terrible. Here's what I do, though, for Kareem's top 10. I don't count, like, when it's baseball and you talk about who should be in the Hall of Fame, I take away your steroid years. So with basketball players, I won't count your Lakers stats. So if you want Kareem, it's only as a buck.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Kareem is the greatest basketball player ever on every level. Like, he was the best high school player ever, the best college player ever.
Game in college. They called dunking a goaltend.
They made it illegal.
Yeah.
They made it illegal. Yeah. That's the thing. He had a rule change. Like, that's part of my thing. Like, Wilt as well. They changed the lane because of Wilt. Like, those players are transcendent.
Shaquille O'Neal, they changed it from you had to play man-to-man to zone.
Okay, yeah. That's why he's in the second part of my top 10. But, like, Wilt's numbers, yo, 100 points in a game, averaging 50 in a season, 30 rebounds.
He was going against guys named, like, Bill.
No, but see, my thing is, 20, 30, 50, 100 years from now, they're going to be saying about LeBron right now.
No, LeBron...
They're going to look at who LeBron was playing against and being like, who was he playing against?
Dude, you know what I'm saying? They're going to look...
I remember guys who were just good mid-level players that weren't Hall of Famers that were, like, all-stars three times. We're like, these guys are actually really good defenders. You're not going to remember Andre Iguodala.
Right.
How fucking tough.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
You're not going to be like, oh, he was killing Kyle Lowry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, those DeMar DeRozan games.
Kevin Durant, the Greek freak. You're gonna remember all those guys.
Maybe. They got to win. You're going to remember Kevin Durant. You may remember the Greek freak, because they got to win championships. That's all that you ever remember.
The Greek freak just throws LeBron around. You ever see that where he box him out and it'll be like, boom, LeBron's whoa, dog, what's up?
Yeah.
How about when Tatum dunked on him?
Oh, that was sick.
And then LeBron's like, yo, dog, what are you doing, dude?
Because, you know, it's a picture out there of Tatum at, like, 13 with LeBron. You know what I'm saying? LeBron's early years in the league. Because it's crazy, because all these kids now grew up on LeBron. Like, these 21-year-old kids in the league, you know what I'm saying? When they were growing up watching LeBron.
I respect the shout out of that. Let's hear Fight Nanny's top 10 in basketball real quick.
I don't think it'd be like when Luis Gomez was on. I don't think I could even name 10 players.
Yeah.
I could name the old Clippers that we used to go to.
Now they're all gone. JJ Redick's in my top 10.
Quentin Richardson.
Well, yeah.
Darius Miles.
Rory Spiro.
Is he broke yet? You know he's going to be broke. He signed that fat deal, and you know he's broke.
I think he officially is.
Makes me so sad.
Tom Chambers.
I would love, though, to go and burn through that money. I would love the opportunity to do it.
Oh, like Tyson, too.
Well, yeah, he was like 400
million. That's why you saw Don King recently and threw water at him. You know what I'm saying? At that press conference.
I loved that.
For sure.
Yeah, I loved it.
He should.
Because supposedly Don King got him for 80, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like,
fuck him up.
It was like
a Boxing Hall of Fame induction.
Right, right.
And Don King gets announced, and as he walks by the panel, he pats Mike Tyson on the shoulder. Mike Tyson's like, don't fucking say hi to me, and then throws his water on him.
He should fuck him up.
No, that's what...
I think that's the only murder that we would not send Mike Tyson jail for, if he murdered Don King. We're like, okay, you're on probation for being a meanie.
Right. You get a mulligan. But I mean, if you fuck off $400 million, though,
You can't really be mad at the dude that got you for 80.
I talk about it on stage. I would like the his opportunity invoice. To fuck
oh,
up.
Oh, no. That's like, a great life.
Like,
you
for
love
the longest
that part.
Time, I was that broke that, like, I had a little bit of money, and that is way worse than having being 400 mil in the hole. I would take 400 mil in the hole over having a couple bucks in my bank account.
Oh, no, without even, is it even a thought?
Now, when you're Michael Jackson, you're just buying fucking... everything, and everyone's like, can you pay for it? It's Michael Jackson. And you're just like, I'll take four of those and five of those.
You're closing the mall down to shop.
When John, you know what I'm when Tyson, when Don King, Tyson was suing Don King, he had to come up with like an itemized list of what everything he was, you know, his charging losses. Him so much money for. And on his invoice, it said $100,000 for towels, Don King. That's what his invoice. So, that's he's like, yeah, well, I mean, I, you know, I spent $100,000 on towels on Mike Tyson. My dick. Every towel in America, $100,000 on towels.
And Tyson was signing off on that?
No, no. That's once he was like, where did all my money go?
Oh.
And then
oh.
he sued him for all his money. Mm. Then he legally had to provide like a
itemized.
You know, yeah, exactly. Right, right. Of like what all of how he spent $100 million of his money.
Mm. Oh, right.
Right?
I mean, that's just astronomical numbers, yo.
When I lived in Vegas.
He's still out of jail.
What?
How is he not in jail for taking somebody's money like that? How are people still working with him? Like,
but it happens so much, yo. It happens so much. Those
embezzling is only like a, I think you got to get a spanking after because that's how it is for embezzling.
Unless it involves the stock market. I mean, you can take advantage of a boy band for fucking 20 years.
And athletes.
And athletes, no problem. But, you know, embezzle somebody's money in the stock market. Bye-bye. Right. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
No, that's so true. Because, I mean, the list of athletes that's gotten fucked by their agents is so low. I mean, that's what happened to Kareem. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's not just
balling. Did you? I don't know if you followed Dan Cook on like Instagram or anything.
I lurk him every now.
But
and then.
I feel really bad for him because he's watching Jeopardy, and all of a sudden, one of the questions is, comedian Dan Cook's brother stole millions of dollars from him. What is this crime? And it's just like, what is embezzlement? And
he's just like, is that right?
That's a weird question.
Right?
But it's like
to get
so
to embezzlement. Yeah, there's so many other ways to embezzlement as the answer.
To not ruin somebody's day.
Apparently they bump somebody who writes now at Jeopardy.
Exactly.
It's like, no.
that sounds, that rings more true to me.
Oh.
Hey, Ari, where are you going to be? Oh, here it is. Here it is.
What's this?
The
Dane Cook.
Oh, here's a joke. Yeah, this That's is the joke. Fucking... Is that Jeff Richards?
Who can't hear it?
Oh, it's him watching it.
I don't think we'll hear it. Okay, it's fine.
The millions from the comic.
Yeah, that's such a weird way to...
To get to... What is embezzlement?
I know, yeah.
I just feel for him,
oh, that's
dude.
Fucking wrong. How much did they work him for?
I think 10 mil.
Just the sound of that is like, ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I mean, I don't know.
Is it brother-in-law or brother-brother?
His sister's husband.
Okay, brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I'd be.
That's
I'd
at
be
least
mad,
like.
I'd be mad at a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be mad at her.
I don't know. Like, I haven't had that kind of money to say specifically, but with the money I have, I keep such a close eye on my shit. I don't know if I could get embezzled out of that much money, yo.
Yeah, because you have a certain number to look after. Like, if it was like, I bet you when we look back on Floyd Mayweather, the amount of looting going on that guy.
He probably has no idea.
Again, that's Floyd Mayweather. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be surprised.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if it comes out that somebody was embezzling Floyd, I'm not going to be shocked. You know what I mean?
They tried to rob him constantly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, they are constantly trying to break in his house. That's what happened when you're like, 5'9", 20, 30, 40.
Right, right.
And you're like, Jesus.
He probably, right. Like, he's so rich. He's like, he has so many people in his entourage. He has like a spoon polisher. That probably makes 40 grand a year.
Right.
No, he's like, what do you want me to do? Fuck, just go polish spoons. Here's a bunch of hundreds.
I would do that.
Of course. I mean, if you're that
40K,
rich.
Shit. I'll be his personal comic. Does he need an on-staff comic?
I'll be his ball warmer for 50 bucks a week.
He probably doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying? That's the Floyd. Holler at your boy.
I love that he just started his own strip bar. And he just, I'm going to start a strip bar. And he opened a strip bar in Vegas.
Your facts are my favorite thing. Everything you know about everybody is always
Well, he did on his the last 24/7 or whatever that was on HBO. It was constantly broadcast from his own strip club. Like, he's like, all right, HBO, I'll do one of your 24/7s.
Is this new? I didn't know he had a strip club.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a year. He opened it up right before he fought McGregor.
Okay.
And then, so he was doing his HBO's 24/7s or whatever they were calling those. They would interview him, and he'd be like, I have to be in my strip club.
Have
so
you been yet knows. When you go to Vegas for your shows?
No. No? I went to my first strip club in a long time because a fan of ours, of this show, is like the VIP guy. And he's like, dude, if you're in Vegas, you come to Vegas doing a show, I'll get a limo for you and set you up. I'm like, okay, dude.
Right.
Because like,
I'd just have taken a limo and just been like, don't go to the strip club. Let's just drive around.
No, because you say that because we grew up in we're in LA and we're like, you know, that's disrespectful to women. Women, we can't treat them like sex objects.
Oh,
and
I
then
disagree.
You get there and it just monkey DNA takes over. Right. You're like, and like every form of woman that is your sweet spot is walking there. Around there.
Mm-hmm.
Ari, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm fucking great. It's a beautiful day out. I'm fucking walking around with my shirt off all day. Now I'm back doing a podcast with my friends.
Where are you going to be, Ari?
Positive.
I'm going to be in Manhattan in my shows at Cobb's, the place you went.
Yes.
A week from today.
That's San Francisco, not Manhattan.
That is San Francisco, Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Steve Simone, a week from Thursday.
Fun.
Steve Simone.
One of my favorites.
Good Sorry news. About the stand closing down, huh?
Yeah, they're moving, but you know, the actual room is fucking donezo, so that sucks. It was kinda like a going away party yesterday, like a mixture between a funeral and a wedding. It was just like everybody's happy, but like and then everyone's like, fuck. It's closing.
Where's the new one gonna be?
Nearby in Union Square, I think, somewhere like that. But you know, it's just like
you got to break the new club in.
Not the comics or the waitresses. The comedy club is like a part of that and part of also like just the way the venue is actually set up, the physical space.
Mm-hmm.
No, totally.
Can't just expect it to be fine.
That sucks.
Have we mentioned this My Body, My Choice thing in the background there?
Yeah.
Okay. He's had it always because every time I see it, I want to make fun of it. And then I remember he's had it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, where are you going to be?
Guys, I'll be at the Comedy Store this weekend, Belly Room Sunday night. 10 o'clock show, and I will be, of course, at Skankfest in the middle of July in Brooklyn, so come to that, and a couple quick announcements. Oh, I'll be at Six Flags over at Fallujah doing the active shooter ride, and big announcement, I will not be sticking my head in doo-doo at Nana Nana Boo Boo's on the 4th of July because they are closed by the health department. So,
all right.
I don't know if you know the answer or not, but I know they changed the Six Flags over Georgia because they had the Confederate flag. And I'm just wondering, what are the Six Flags over Fallujah?
I don't know. It's a long flight, and it sounds cool.
Talk to me. Break it down. Like when they pitch it to you, what they pitch?
They were like, "How'd you like to come to a place that's the bomb?" And I go, "I don't think people really say that anymore." And he goes, "Trust me, they say it here.
They say it's lit."
Yeah, it is lit. But they said everybody there just kills. So I think I'll be fine.
Well played, Jason Tebow. Cream, where are you going to be? You got any dates you want to push?
I'm going to be at Flapper sometime or at the Ice House some other time. But follow me on Instagram, man.
What is your Instagram? Can we look up his Instagram so all the kids know?
At Kareem Matthews. That's where all the real fun happens.
You do have a great Instagram.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You do have a great... I try to repost your shit.
You do. You're a reposter of mine. I love that, man. Both of you guys, a lot of my followers are people that follow you guys.
You sound like a cult leader, a lot of my followers.
Well, come on.
Guys,
I saw like drunk people doing things. You ever watch that Instagram? That's a great one, too. Both yours and drunk people doing things make me laugh a lot.
I'm Kareem.
It's usually just chicks falling off the tables.
Kareem Matthews, dude.
Yeah, he's got good.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
He finds good videos and he puts them up. They're
Look at that.
You deserve more followers.
That's good stuff right there. Hey, man, you might not laugh at everything, but eventually I will get to you.
You know what's so weird? There will be something. I follow a lot of people.
That you can laugh.
I ain't on your team. Yeah, that's funny.
I
hit that one. That's a good one. Yeah.
I like that one too. Yeah.
Now, did you make that? Did you find that?
Nah, I find a lot of this stuff, man. At first, it started off where I was going around finding stuff, but now people send me so much stuff.
Oh, cool. What I find funny is how
that one's a good one.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, hit that one. No,
where he's showing his heart. Yeah, that's a good one. I love that. The crying Jordan.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff, man.
Where do you think he ends up?
Here's the thing. If this Chris Paul and LeBron to the Lakers thing happens,
or Paul George.
My suicide note will say three words. You know why.
Yeah, I can't believe they're talking about LeBron to the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm hearing him.
I'd kill myself.
I'm hearing him and Paul George. You know what I'm saying? I can't. It's been so many years. I can't be all aboard the Lakers with Paul and LeBron thing right now. If it happens, of course, I'm a Laker fan, so I'm not gonna not root for him.
You know what? You know what's gonna be hilarious?
I'll fucking root.
You're going.
I rooted for Dwight Howard when he had a Laker jersey on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dwight Howard didn't even do that.
So I'm gonna root for him if it happens, but I'm not pushing the LeBron come to the Lakers bandwagon this year.
I'm not. You can get anybody. Who'd you want?
Boogie Cousins.
Even with the ACL.
Achilles? Yeah, no, it's Achilles.
Achilles.
Yeah, for a big man, that's not a bad injury. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be able to come back from that as a big man.
If his brain wasn't shish kebab, he should be the greatest player to play basketball.
No, he
just think of his skill set,
his tools. He's like an Embiid. Him and Embiid has a similar skill set. You know what I'm saying?
I love that they all talk shit too.
I love it too. They're bringing that back. That's the '90s shit. You know what I mean?
I love Embiid ain't down with this. Let's all be friends, shit.
Right. We need more, dude. That's how the '90s were. LeBron was one of the dudes that ushered in that we're all
Chris
cool.
Paul. Do you remember? Like, he's such an asshole now. Back when he was in New Orleans, when he was on that guy's team, right? He would let people crash at his house.
Right.
And the coaches were like, what are you doing, dude?
You can't do that, yo.
And he's like, dude, I just want to be friends with everybody. And now he's like, fuck you. And a click you claim, dog.
In that voice, too. In that exact voice. I just want to be friends with everybody.
I just want to be friends with everybody.
Nah, I'm the same way. And it's funny because I'm still like that. You know what I'm saying? In the comics league, like, it's like once the game starts, yo, my team is my team and the other team is the other team.
Me and Adam Ray used to commit felonies against each other. We would literally commit felonies. Brett Morin would come down the lane, I would fucking rock him.
Dude, if Dave Taylor ever got around me, I would just rip his jersey off. I once almost ripped David Taylor's jersey off.
He said sleepy time.
Now, remember when you guys used to leave me open because you guys thought I was a fat Armenian and I would just nail shots?
You had that one game.
Great.
You had that one game over and over again.
Where you hit like 4 threes.
Where I didn't show up coked up, I would fucking kill everybody.
It was one game.
A couple coke games.
Because we would leave you blatantly open.
And I would just be like
please
assassin.
Shoot that.
I just go assassin Creed on
please
everybody.
Shoot that. Now, but back to LeBron thing, though. The one scenario I heard that I think makes the best sense is him to Boston.
LeBron?
Yes.
Back with Kyrie, who he didn't want to play with before.
No, but he's going to.
No, he did want. He didn't want him traded, Kyrie.
It's going to be Kyrie. It's going to be a sign and trade for Kyrie or Gordon Hayward. So Cleveland gets something. LeBron gets the most money because the way he can get the most money is signing with Cleveland.
Dude, what kind of hell would Kyrie live in? Remember all the shit he talked about Cleveland?
Right. Oh, no. Right. Hey, that's basketball, though. You know what I'm saying? And then LeBron wouldn't have to leave the East because if he leaves the East, I don't know if he's going to get to the finals. Whatever he does, he's going to have to go through Golden State. And then,
Not if he goes to Houston.
They still going to have to get through Golden State.
I think with LeBron, they could beat Golden State.
You think, huh?
Not for Chris Paul.
Here's the problem with Chris Paul. Listen, you can either make max or you can win a chip. You can't do both.
Unless you're LeBron.
LeBron can't. Chris Paul can't. Because he has too much injury. So if he wants a chip, he has to take less money so they could sign somebody. The fact that the Houston Rockets had one point guard on that entire team is why they lost that series.
Absolutely. Because when he went down, that was it.
They had nobody to fill in.
But they felt like it was going to be able to be Harden. You know what I'm saying? That's why they didn't have another point guard, because they felt like if something did happen, we would just put the ball in James Harden's hand.
Dude.
But that got
exposed. You have an injury-prone point guard. you should have a backup. And there's a lot of dudes that are pretty good that could play for fucking minimum wage or whatever to try to get a chip.
Yeah, but where they were at, though, they were at that moment.
What's his name? Just took a pay cut so they could sign Durant.
Who?
Draymond.
Well, it's not. See, Draymond took a pay cut because he wanted to stay in Golden State.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they would have, for Durant, they would have been like, look, Draymond, you got to go.
Golden State is a wonderful team. I hate them, but I love their style ball.
So do I.
But they are an example.
So much better if they had not signed Durant. I would like them so everyone could root for them because they're a real team. Now they're a fucking one of those money teams. Same as everyone hates the Yankees is the reason people hate Golden State now. And they had the fucking everyone loving them. And then because you sign the best player to throw you over the top when you were already winning a championship, everyone's like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
But, I feel like...
I want to ask him, you're up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors. You lose the next three, and then you go play with them? That seems kind of shady as fuck, dog.
No, it totally does. It rubbed me the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? But I've come to the conclusion that's how this generation of players are, you know what I'm saying? That's really just how these dudes are. And looking back on it 20 years from now, all we really going to be looking at is how many championships these dudes won. That's why I feel like right now Golden State is writing a pretty solid legacy. As much as I hate it, when we look back on this era, we really just going to look at them kicking everybody's ass.
You know who started that, right? Charles Barkley.
Started what?
Jumping teams for rings.
Oh, and never got one, though.
Yeah.
And I love that. You know what I'm saying? I love when it flops. Because it's like, see, stay your ass where you are. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm
glad that Barkley didn't get one. He tried the gravy train.
Yeah.
Karl Malone, too. And he came to the Lakers to do it.
Yeah, but he came so late in his career.
No, he did. He did. But
it's not even the same. It's like, he put, what, 15 years in?
No, he did. He did. But it didn't work, though. Right. Like, that's another example of it.
And that's the whole reason they lost that series.
Because when he went down.
Yeah.
Totally. These guys went get a ring later as a backup, and it's like, that's fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, when you lose...
Oh, you said like Ewing? Did Ewing get one?
Yeah, exactly.
No, Ewing
didn't get one.
He went to Seattle.
You know, where it's like, it doesn't matter. This doesn't count.
That's not your ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Gary Payton has a ring.
From the Miami, right?
Yeah, after
the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You remember I was so funny, because Mitch Kupchak, who is now Johnny's GM... is a classic sign a dude who's too old but has a big name guy. Mm. And this is how long Tony Parker's been in the league. He was murdering the Lakers way back in the day before the Lakers could get everything going. He was murdering, he's getting the lane, he's too quick for everybody. So they're like, hey man, let's sign Gary Payton. He's the glove, he's great. But they didn't watch him get murdered by Tony Parker while he was in Seattle. And then they brought him down, he started getting murdered by Tony Parker. He's like, nobody's backing me up, dude.
Right.
This guy's light me up. And that is classic Kupchak. He signed Steve Nash too late. He signed Steve Nash and he signed Dwight Howard when they both said they don't want to play there. They're like, it's the Lakers. You want to play for us?
It was waste a couple years. I loved it. Fuck the Lakers.
Lakers are like Pamela Anderson. They're like, I was hot in the 90s, man. Don't you want to fuck this still?
Hey,
like,
we were hot in the 2000s, too. We'll be back, man. And that's the thing. I accept this hate that we get right now when we're down. Because when we're up, we party so fucking hard.
Yeah, like,
that's
you guys ruin stand-up in L.A., you motherfuckers.
Hey, see, that's the thing. We have that kind of pull. Those are some nice Pamela Anderson shirts.
You're downtown.
Yes, I still would want to. You know what I'm saying? Since you put it out there like that. But nah, man, we'll be back. And I think this is the off season. This is the first off season in a long time that we have a legitimate chance at some of these free agents. For the last few off seasons, part of because of the reason that you said about Mitch Kupchak, no one was going to legitimately come here. You know what I'm saying? So we had to give our money to Mozgov and Dang. And fucking stiffs like that. But this year, even if it's not LeBron, we're going to get somebody that's going to move the needle. You know what I'm saying? A Paul George, a Boogie Cousins, even possibly Kawhi Leonard, yo. As I know.
No, they tried, and Kawhi was like, their fucking presentation was just come. It's showtime.
No.
It's Aldridge.
Well, now
it's like, they're crazy.
No, that was Aldridge.
That's Aldridge. You're right. But it's like that's when the Lakers got exposed. Where it's like, well, you guys don't even have a plan to get back to the championship. At least Philadelphia had a plan.
Yeah, no, that was the old regime. The new Magic-led regime. We're gonna get somebody this offseason. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be We're headed
that's
back.
Not the way, Kareem, you're a Laker fan for real. That's not the way you want to win a championship, is getting LeBron suddenly to move.
Oh, yeah,
guys up,
he'd love
it?
That. I mean, love that.
No, I wouldn't love it, but I'm not going to fight it. We got Shaq from Orlando.
He would kneecap Steph Curry as he's in the light just to get a fucking ring.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's all professional sports are about. That's it. If your team wins the championship, if your team doesn't win the championship, your season was fucked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
So that's all, whatever it takes, yo.
I'm a Clipper and a Knick fan. My life is fucked.
Right. But football, who's your football team?
Raiders.
Okay, so you've had were you around for their last one? 80?
No, but I was on the East Coast rooting for them. So it goes Raiders, then I have second teams in everything, and it's Rams and Bills.
Okay, yeah. See, I have one team in every sport, and it's all L.A. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Rams are back now. They used to – when they
sure were – are.
Right, no.
Yeah, you go to Rams games all the time.
Oh, yeah. I've been – passion.
Thank you. I've been to every home game since they've been back. This upcoming season should be
lit. Insane.
Right. The first real – okay, this is a real football.
They got defense, dude. Man,
and our schedule – like, they put us in prime time. Like, pretty much all our games are prime time. We got, like, some sun.
Sure. They want to get the L.A. market going. That's what you got to do.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And it also doesn't hurt that you guys are in the West Coast. There's only four games going on. So you're going to always be the primetime West Coast game.
Oh, right. No, but I'm saying, like, Monday night,
Thursday
night, and then a couple Sunday nights. You know, when we start Monday night against the Raiders, yo.
Oakland?
In Oakland. I mean, come on. Is that going to be – is that going to be a hype game or what? You know what I mean? It's like we play the Vikings.
What day is that? I might go up for that game, wear my jerseys.
It's Monday.
Monday Night Football is usually on Monday.
What's the date on that? Monday. Not the day, you fucking retards.
Well, whatever that first.
Oh, there it is right there.
12th or something like that?
There, the 18th?
No.
Oh, no, the 10th. Okay.
I might go, dude.
The 10th. Hey, let me know, man.
I got to see a game in Oakland 19. Stadium before it's over.
Oh, I know. Is this the last season or one more after?
I think it might be one more. I thought it was two seasons.
Yeah, because that's quick to get a season, a stadium up is one season.
If anybody can, it's Red.
It's going to be great, dude. It's going to be great.
Oh, no.
And the Rams stadium is going to be insane.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like, the NFL's bringing part of the Hall of Fame there. Like, the NFL's bringing their offices because it's going to be like
moving the NFL network there.
Yeah, right.
They're moving ESPN is moving from the Staples Center to that stadium.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be
the Comedy Store is moving from the Comedy Store to that to the stadium.
That's the new stand is gonna be in that stadium.
And look who's starting to go to sleep now.
That's fucking
baby
hilarious.
Sleep.
Did you see this thing about speaking of the NFL where the Fox News, which is just terrible?
I get
your podcast has more believable stuff in it than everything on Fox News repeatedly.
Well, I don't. That is the weirdest. That's almost like, did you stop beating your wife? It's like this weird. You know what I mean? How do I?
I would listen to Tinfoil Hat and go, you know what? Maybe there is a werewolf dentist somewhere. Before I would believe anything on Fox News.
There's a werewolf dentist. Is he working on psychic Bigfoot?
Accurate.
The Eagles, hilarious. The Philadelphia Eagles, are one of the teams that never had anybody kneel during the national anthem.
Yeah.
Totally proven. Everybody knows that. And then Fox News releases a picture of all of them kneeling and praying, not during the national anthem, but they're just kneeling and praying and go, look, man, they're kneeling during the national anthem. To back up Trump, kicking them out of, because few of them are like, I don't want to go to the White House. But guess what? People always did that.
They apologized.
Well, I'm just going to say this.
They were saying that's during the national anthem. First of all, three white guys, so you already know it's not true.
Yeah. Right.
They apologize. Wow.
Here's my whole thing, dude. People don't like this. In my opinion, Trump is such a fucking
genius,
crazy person. Like, this national anthem isn't about players sitting.
It never was.
It's his hatred
for the NFL.
Of the NFL, and he's just taking it to him.
It's his ex-girlfriend that cheated on him.
They wouldn't let him in.
And now he's president
twice.
Yep.
That's why he started the USFL originally.
Because he couldn't buy the Bills.
Right. And then this last time recently, he tried to get in again recently. You know?
Oh, he tried to buy the Bills.
Okay, right.
No, he first tried to buy the Bills.
No, he
tried. Back in the 80s?
Then he tried the USFL, sued them, and only won a dollar.
And then when I think they were putting together to buy the Texans, he wanted to be a part of the investors on the Texans, and they were like, kick rocks, twat.
Right.
Kick rocks, twat.
You put that in a t-shirt, kick rock, twats?
Oh, yeah, see?
And so that's this has nothing to do with these guys standing or kneeling.
Right.
It has to do with him realizing he's put them in an impossible situation.
I was the kitchen guy at a strip club. I'm the kitchen guy at a strip club. I'm dating one of the strippers.
Yeah? How's that going?
She cheats on me.
Yeah.
I become the manager of the strip club. Guess whose shifts are getting the fucking day shift now, bitch?
Kick rocks, twat.
Kick rocks, twat. But, I mean, that's exactly what happened. He became the president of the United States and automatically started going at the NFL.
All his enemies, though.
All of his enemies. All absolutely. His enemies. Yep, yep, yep.
Dude from Amazon.
Yep.
Jeff Benzo.
He's like, I always wanted that slot.
As a owner of a strip club, would you hire the Fight Nanny's baby to dance their baby's first pole dancing?
I'd have to, you know, she can send me her headshot. See what she can do. I'll let her shake her diaper around town.
He asked this on Saturday. I'm like, she has no neck control. She can't sit. She can't do anything.
That's everything yet. Sam's looking for in a woman.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Hey, can we give a special shout out to the guys at Dirty Sports for taking the SAT? I haven't seen his score yet. I don't think he's gotten it.
They did a bag of bets with you guys?
Guys, there's a good chance next week I'll be shoving a hot dog up my butt.
Are you out here, Ari?
No, I'm not there, but I might be there in the second week of July.
Nope. I'm going to be here.
Someone had to do that, take the SAT one?
No, we got to do it together.
No, I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's good.
I love Sam's rules. Sam's like, I decided I'm doing it next week, so I'm doing it next week.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a fucking colonic and an enema, clean out the fucking gauge. I'm going to have this porn star come and shove a hot dog up my butt.
A frozen one? Is it going to be frozen?
I got to throw a condom on. I don't need any I don't need any shrapnel.
You don't use condoms in your real life for sex. What do you think a hot dog has?
Could be anything. More in case it breaks off. It's more of a retriever. I don't think he's worrying about getting hot dog AIDS.
I'm not trying to enjoy the hot dog up my ass.
I got to throw a condom on.
The minimal amount of what I'm going to do.
It has to be frozen.
Boom, throw it up there, get it out.
I think frozen is worse, but guys always say that. That sounds more
painful. No, it's not going to be frozen. It's going to be a regular hot dog with a condom on it.
But a lot of guys say, like, frozen.
But if it's all slot, if it's all hanging
up my ass.
We want it in your ass,
man. I'm like a Fight Nanny and Johnny Watch.
I would love to watch.
It's not going to be video? No video?
No video, dude. I'm going to run for mayor someday.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Like, his reputation
it's already
is.
Too late, yo.
Hey,
you did the naughty show.
This is all it's because you're worried about your reputation. At this point, pushing 50, 30 years of interviewing strippers and hookers.
Yeah. But he's going to run for mayor.
About your reputation.
That looks like a good one. We should use that hot dog.
I can get three of those in my. I would keep the bun on it.
Burnt ass hot dogs in my asshole.
What about the bun? You going to go bun or no bun?
No, bunless. Bunless.
I go he's like gonna, big pretzel roll bun. That'd be my move.
He's going to put a condom on it.
Porn star says she'll take it out and eat it.
Oh, she will too. I'm so honored to watch. I'll think about it when I go to bed at night, you know? Like, that's what
that you're looks good. Give me.
See, that? No, that's which too porn nice star's of a hot coming? Dog.
Ron Jeremy?
You put in Peyton St. Clair.
That doesn't sound like a porn name at all.
Right? That actually sounds like a good porn name.
Is that her?
Is she little? She's short?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her. No, she's not short.
Oh, she's not? Okay.
Oh, she has a Nightmare Before Christmas tattoo. I approve.
Get one of those for your baby, for your trash baby.
What'd he say?
We already talked about tattoos last week.
You should get some baby tattoos.
You guys have already heard this.
Those can't all be her. I think those are different people under the same.
Yeah,
image.
She's not very Googleable. Are we spelling your name right? Isn't it normally when you like look up a porn star, you see
everything comes up, right? Links to videos.
She has a cold sore on her.
Yeah, we all get cold sores. Can we not break it down? She's willing to shove a hot dog up my ass.
Yes. She does.
The one picture on Google.
I know, dude. Somebody needs to hook her page up.
I know. I'll write her Wikipedia.
Go down
later.
To Instagram. Go she said
she has a cold sore on her lip, and she sure did.
You guys are rude.
It was kind of
undeniable.
She's
a human being.
I complimented her tattoos already. I felt bad that the one picture on Google.
Right. I feel bad, too.
What's that bottom on? Let's see if we can't get kicked off YouTube.
I like it.
Right.
I know. Yeah. I just saw some.
Well, guys, I mean, it's been a great show.
Are you going to walk off now? You're like, I've had it. You're shitting
on my
porn star.
I got to get colonic before I come in. Clean out the garbage. Wait, out
I
of the
say
sewer.
Get it after.
No, before, because I don't want to stink.
But then, but then you're going to have hot dog particles in your ass.
Of course. Sam, for real, I'm going to be there. I think I'm going to be there the second week of July. We
all right, so we'll do it when you're – you can do yours when you're here. I'm doing mine next
week. That's before Skankfest. You're going to be there for Skankfest?
I'm getting it done before Skankfest.
You're coming here right before Skankfest and going back?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming right before Skankfest. We can do it then. That's the week before Skankfest.
Uh-huh. And then we can talk about it at Skankfest.
For sure.
It's a great plan.
Let's do it next week.
Sam is ready.
Just to be difficult, Sam's going to stick to doing it next week.
Sam is ready. Sam sounds like he might do it twice.
Yeah. If I enjoy it,
if you like it, you'll do it twice.
I'll drop some ecstasy and do it again.
Wow, that's really
I'll do it next week, then I'll do it again with you, Ari.
I'll come in with glow sticks, ecstasy. A baby fucking pacifier.
I'll roofie myself. I'll give myself some Spanish fly.
And then we'll just all go ass to ass. Me and Ari will go ass to ass.
I'll roofie myself.
Just give myself some Spanish fly and then sit on a couple dogs. You know, typical Tuesday morning.
Typical Tuesday morning. Yeah.
Did you guys see this? This sounds awesome if they do this. From Union Station downtown to Dodger Stadium, that a gondola.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Johnny, look this up. It looks badass.
Yeah, that would be the shit.
And it just goes right above all the traffic along Sunset.
My thing is always, how long is that going to take to be put in place? I'm always like, when we...
They said they'll be done by Thursday.
Oh, then let's get it going.
That way faster than the freeways they do.
That was this crazy guy on my street saying that.
I can take that shit in for the weekend series.
Well, you know what, dude? Here's the thing, bro.
Right.
Is that we have subway systems. We have a ton of them in
this
town.
And they moved it all the way to Santa Monica and no one uses it. Because that's where I am on the west side. And
no,
it was like none
I mean,
of
like,
us
I use
it.
Old school.
To Santa Monica.
Way back in like the 40s, we had a subway system.
In L.A.?
Yeah, and they won't use it.
Is that
just
right?
Go. I mean, they got to get rid of all the lizard people that live down
under
there,
it,
you
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. 5,000 fans an hour.
That shit right there looks dope. Yo.
We went to.
But if it takes less than 9 minutes.
Look at that. Look at that shit.
Take that from downtown LA, right to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, see, that's get that going.
Get all over the fucking city,
downtown,
dude.
Downtown to Dodger Stadium's not that far, though. So it's going to be a ton of money for not that big of a distance.
Why is
for
that
9 minutes.
Hold on. Frank,
a ton of money.
Go back. What'd they say about Frank McCourt?
He owns it.
Oh, dude.
What about
that's
him?
That's not going
to
fly.
Yeah. You know, they're saying he originally pitched that, got it going. And then all that bullshit happened, and now they're trying to revisit his old idea, basically.
Do you remember how crazy his wife was?
2022. So they want it done by the Olympics is their ultimate goal.
Okay, that would be,
the Olympics. Are you guys going to stay in town for
the Olympics
or leave?
At Dodger Stadium?
All over L.A., everywhere
hell
in L.A.
Hell no! Hell no!
So are we all moving?
I actually still remember that. Huh?
Are we all going to move?
I think it'll be fun. I'll go to a couple things.
It's going
to
be the shit.
I'd love to go see boxing.
It's going
to
be the shit.
Basketball, obviously. Boxing's always exciting for the Olympics.
I think it was 84. 84 was the last time we had it in
84
LA.
Was here, that was when...
I was a kid. I got to
that was
go.
Carl Lewis's heyday.
Right.
I believe Russia also refused to come here because of the Cold War.
Yeah.
So we just mopped up every medal.
No, we did. We were the shit.
Yeah.
I remember I went to a soccer match at the Rose Bowl. I don't even remember what two teams it was, but it was an Olympic soccer match, you know what I'm saying, that year.
Yeah.
I was still in the womb.
I respect that.
I would do that shit.
Hey, you guys...
LA 2022 is going to be the shit, yo. That's 20,
well, half of these people on the show will be dead by then.
All the trains will all be connected by then. And if they have that gondola, that'd be dope.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be a lot of other shit, too. Yeah, we won the medal count that year. Uh-huh. Look, we swamped people.
I know, exactly. That was the year the Simpsons even
Where's
did a...
China? This is before they decided to try against
They're right
China.
In there.
Oh, they were in it. They weren't roaring up yet, though. Yeah.
They were like, okay, we must win everything.
See, West Germany still. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, shit. West Germany.
They were number
Where's
three.
East Germany? Is he even there?
They didn't meddle.
They're like, fuck you, we ain't coming. We're Russia for life.
Right, bitch.
For life, bitch. Guys, the World Cup is coming up. Yeah, and you know what that means? Lots of betting. Go to BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. That's right. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCH25 and you will get fucking tons. You'll get $20 betting, $25 betting cash. And you'll be able to bet on the World Cup. I'm excited. You're excited.
When does that start?
That starts next Thursday. In 2 days.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, starts in 2 days.
That'd be a great thing to be betting on.
Let's see. I thought it was next Thursday.
Perfect timing, too, because basketball just ended, hockey just ended.
Yeah, you know, and baseball still hasn't heated up.
What if that was part of the plan? They're like, LeBron, just end this fucking thing. No, the World Cup's about to start.
Oh, it's this Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited, dude. And you can bet on all of it. I bet in the UFC fights, I got every fight right except for one.
RDA, right?
Yep.
Remember, I was like, hey, how's your bet? And you're like, I forgot.
Yeah, I got everyone but one. Yeah,
but you still had to get paid from just that, missed though, out. Right?
Oh,
you
no,
didn't?
No. Parlay. I do parlays because I'm crazy.
On all of them?
Yeah, he bet on all five and missed it by one.
That's always the case, too. I'm like, I want to be there when you get it.
Yeah.
You did it a couple times, though.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you did. I've hit a draw.
I hit a draw.
Yeah, because I remember when you posted that one.
I think, though, you should. I say this all the time. You should also win if you get them all wrong.
There's some places that do that.
You can do that.
Yeah, like, no, there are some places that have that as a
What's
bet.
What's that, Ari?
Keno does that. If you get 0 out of 10, you win like a lot of money.
Especially during Super Bowl time, they have that wager. That's actually hard to do, though.
It is hard to do.
I've done it before. If you're welcome.
Five losers.
You could do like a 10-team parlay in the NFL, which pays out great if you hit it. But it pays out like 1/3 of what you would hit if you go 0 for 10.
Right.
Which is just as hard to do.
No, it really is. Usually you're going to get at least 2 right, even if you're just blind picking.
Absolutely. I mean? Yeah. I mean, Sam's dog could probably, you know, randomly get 2 or 3 right.
Fatty Warbucks.
She's down here sweating.
Little Fatty Warbucks. Yeah, dude. So the United States is not in the World Cup.
Who does that make you rooting for? Armenia?
Hey, it's Armenian or Italy in? I got to go with either one of them.
I think Armenians would, like, their soccer team would have capes.
That's crazy. The U.S. isn't in it this year. That's fucking hilarious. He said capes.
Like a bunch of vampires running around kicking a ball and shit.
I won.
We can only play night games?
No.
They only can play night games.
Vladimir, pass me the ball.
Can you get the teams to stop being an asshole?
The U.S. is not in it, yo. Yeah.
Nope.
Fucking crazy.
I know.
No, it's not because we've been going crazy against Russia. Do you think they want us there?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would have been crazier if we were in it.
They're talking shady shit about... What? They're talking like, there was some shady reffing when it came to that last game.
About us getting in?
About what?
Italy didn't make it even?
Italy is not in the World Cup. Shut up.
What the fuck? Fly.
There's no way Italy is not in the World Cup. There it is. No, that's before.
Notable teams have failed to qualify.
Okay, notable teams.
Nope. Wow.
The United States. Ghana.
Dude, Ghana's not in. I'm out.
Chile.
Italy.
Netherlands. They won it a couple World Cups ago, I think.
Wow, dude. So neither Armenia or Italy's in.
So you're not going to watch.
Well, who the hell do you root for?
I mean, you kind of root against like dominant teams like the Brazilians and like teams. You're like, God, I don't want France to win it again. I don't want Brazil to win it again.
Right. Who has the hot chicks? I like because there's some hot chicks that be at those games.
Yeah, I just
like
want to see
Spain.
The hot chicks rooting for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to go with any Latin American
Spain,
team.
I'm rooting against Russia as
Look
well.
Look at that. That's what I see.
Oh, now you see. Puffs.
That's what I love. That's what I love about soccer.
Brazil's got it. Plus, they got the hot shemales. Am I right, Johnny?
He said the hot shemales.
Why Johnny?
Why you gotta bring him in?
Hey, Spain has some hot ones too, though. You know what I'm saying? Spain. But look at
those are
good. Who's that? Man, is that Mrs. Trump right there? Is that Melania?
They got some dimes.
They
do
have some. That's some smoke shows over there. Those are some smoke shows.
Damn. Where? Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Like, where do you start?
I'd like to poke her haunches.
I'm from Brazil.
Yes, you are. Look at her. Yeah, thank you. Right,
you got Giuseppe down there?
As Ari's hand slides down.
Dude, I bet you they have a power rank the hot chicks of the World Cup. Look if they have that power rank the hot chicks of the World Cup.
They got them throughout the years.
Right. They change depending on.
And World Cup's every 4 years, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Or two, 4 years.
That's when the Olympics was better, when it was every 4 years. They decided to make it every 2 years.
No, it is. Well, the winter and summer alternate. But
it should be all 1 year. It would be a much bigger event.
If they had the winter. Ooh, look at her.
If they had winter and summer in the same year, you mean?
Yeah.
So it's just a solid year of Olympics?
I'm German. Hello?
That's Mexico?
Yeah, that's like she's done a ton of coke. Am I right? How much coke is that chick with that tiny nose?
Spain.
Oh, she's got the big teeth that I like. Look at those big ass teeth. Somebody's got some choppers. I like it when they can't close their mouth because the teeth are too big.
Tripoli wants to fuck the mask.
Japan. How did they get in it?
Hey,
Chris, somebody stop
outside.
Me.
Go outside, Chris. Go outside.
Smoking.
Oh, yeah, look at those choppers. Look at those choppers. Daddy likes. Daddy likes.
That is fucking hilarious.
I mean, was she from Brazil?
I'm dead.
Earth chicks, Mars chicks are hot.
Oh, shit.
What do you guys think about T.O. refusing to go to the Hall of Fame induction?
Man, I know, dude.
He's an idiot.
I don't like that.
Ari loves it because that's a move you would pull.
Hold on. Before we move on.
Like, I'm celebrating my own way. You guys don't like me before. I don't really need thanks, but I'll celebrate at a fucking house party.
Can we all pick a team and root for them?
For the World Cup? I will, but I reserve the right once it starts and I start liking certain players or ways certain teams to play.
Because
I'll find an underdog that I wind
Portugal's
up rooting for.
In.
I know. That's what I like.
Casper wants us to root for Denmark.
Denmark. I'm going to root for Denmark. Denmark.
No ethnic people. That's what I like.
You want to pick who has no what?
Okay, let's go.
Ethnic people, like blacks.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh.
Russia, you might want to root for the Russian team, man.
Russia, the home team. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm writing down a couple maybes here. Okay, definitely not Croatia. Okay. Brazil does have some smoke shows.
Can I go Brazil? I'm going to change to Brazil.
Just because of that reason?
Well, yeah. The Netherlands.
Hot chicks and trans. That's what I'm going for. So give me the Brazil.
Sam's really thinking outside of his normal comfort zone. Ooh, I think I'm going Sweden.
Mm.
Can I go Germany? I'm going to go Germany. I just changed again. Germany.
Germany's good.
I'm going to go Germany. final decision.
Definitely not Tunisia. England's kind of
fun. Bye, Tunisia.
We should call this episode Bye, Tunisia. I might go England, too.
Bye, Tunisia.
You should go Japan, dude.
Fuck Japan.
You should totally go.
We already taught them one lesson.
Why is Japan bad?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Because
they have tiny legs.
Well, I want...
You were rooting for Japan, then.
I'll get Japan.
They're all the size of your daughter.
Tiny legs.
They're all the size of your daughter, but they can hold their head up.
You like them because they have
tiny
and tiny legs.
Is Group H
the end? I just really want to go to Japan, so I was wondering why their soccer team would be bad.
Yeah, that's. I think I want to roll.
Who are you taking?
I'm rolling with Portugal, man.
God. Okay, I have five teams that I like.
I'm going to roll Portugal.
Denmark, Brazil, Sweden, Germany, and England.
There's some hot Portuguese chicks.
I'm gonna let those five chicks. Teams simmer, and then I'm gonna see what pops up and what I like.
Okay.
When is the World Cup? When does it start?
Thursday. 2 days.
2 days, baby.
And how long does it go for?
It goes till like 2050. It'll feel like that.
Hiya!
Is it still
smoking?
World Cup finals. I love it.
So, what's your team?
I don't know. I picked five, and I'm going to see how the first round goes. I'm going to see which ones I like.
That.
You just switched teams four times.
Yeah, but I got a final.
Who's your team?
Germany. July 15th.
So less.
That's
than
a good team.
Less than a month.
Okay. A month. Right?
Who do you
a
have?
Month,
Russia.
So
Ari.
Yeah, I'm Russia.
Okay, you have Japan.
Okay, yeah, the 14th to the 15th. Yeah,
so you got Germany
because of their little legs.
And what are your team?
I'm rolling with Portugal.
Portugal.
Yeah, let's get Portugal.
Johnny, yeah. You got a team?
Portugal, Ari.
United States, they're not in it, Johnny.
They can't be in it.
Stop with your North Carolina nationalism.
The Netherlands either, I don't think. Oh, Denmark. He said Denmark.
Aaron,
for
thoughts.
Kasser.
Cardinals are in it. Can't pick them.
Is Denmark in it?
I'm going Poland. They're going to score all their goals in Rungle.
If Denmark is in it, I may root for Denmark.
Poland. I'm going England.
Okay, write it down.
What am I writing down?
Writing down everybody's picks.
Oh, I mean, this is on audio. We'll be able to easily find it.
No, we'll bother somebody. We'll be like, can you get it back to us when none of us want to know? Like, look it up.
All right. So the final.
Oh, Denmark is in it. They're the bottom of Group C. Denmark. For
did
Casper.
Ari pick?
I'm rolling with Denmark.
Sounds.
Kareem is Denmark.
On the upset,
you're
baby.
Going Denmark?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
I like that.
He said, oh, that's so nice.
Casper's going to thank you for it. He doesn't know any actual black people, but you are the closest
thing
knows
he knows me,
to black
yo.
People.
He knows me.
This Ari's is going Russia.
Russia, because he loves bad
oh,
people.
That's so nice,
I like
Ari.
I like Russia, too, though. I like yeah. Russia.
That's so
Johnny's
nice.
Going good old US of A.
Johnny, pick a team.
Johnny
seriously.
Cannot win with that. That's
okay, cool. He goes England. Johnny,
I already picked England.
Okay, you can't pick England, too.
Johnny Egypt. Doesn't want to participate.
What? Egypt. Johnny's
Egypt.
Going Egypt. No, go Iran. Just go for it. Go Iran.
No, Egypt. Or Morocco.
I'm going Germany.
Egypt. Egypt and lava.
Yes. What is the breaking news, Ari?
Russia has just announced that they have won the World Cup.
Okay, it's over.
The votes have
Chris,
been
where
counted.
Are you going?
Chris, what are you doing?
I was going to go Egypt.
Mm. We already have an Egypt. You got to pick
you
somebody
else. You just want an African.
Go Iran or Morocco.
Ghana's out.
Detroit.
I'm noticing a pattern. Detroit.
They're all yours.
This is very hard for
go me. Ghana. Go a less black country.
Go Ghana, dog.
No, they're out. Ghana's out. Ghana's out.
No, Ghana's not in it. Ghana's not in it. Ghana's not in it.
What about Morocco?
I take France.
Okay. France.
That's
works.
A good pick.
That's such
yeah.
a gay pick.
Aaron, what about you? St. Louis Cardinals?
I got Poland.
Poland.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Poland. That's actually a
all
that's
right,
a sleeper.
Let's see how it goes. I don't know what the winner gets, but it will be fun.
Winner gets a hot dog bun in their ass.
No, I don't.
Just a bun.
That's
but
the,
you tuck it in with a broom handle.
I'm going to get a yeast infection in my
that's
asshole.
That's what the winner gets.
That's what the winner gets. Yeah.
Speaking
you don't
want
to know what you're giving you lose.
I hear we're adding my breast milk to the bag of butts that one of you has to drink it.
I'll drink your
how much?
Milk.
Like a gallon?
Wow.
I'll do it right now. Pump it out.
I know. Sam's like, please, can I have it
I
fresh?
Breast milk. I banged one of Tebow's
right out of the tap.
July. We let's all drink your breast milk.
Okay.
All right, wow. Man. Pump some out for
well,
us.
Well, there's
dude.
These like tubes that are like 3 ounces that I do pretty accurately.
I'll do some shots. Or, I mean, shots.
For real. Can I ask you a question if we can do this?
Yes.
Putting breast milk into bottles, but like squeezable bottles, and then have your baby in the middle, and then we'll just act like we're fucking jizzing all over your baby, but it's just be breast milk and just bathing in our
okay.
breast milk.
I don't condone
oh,
that.
Oh my God.
I don't condone that. I don't like that. I think it's rude.
Why?
I'm going to say
because
no.
he just wants to stick her baby on a goddamn stripper pole.
I feel like we would all go to jail
baby
for that
butt.
Too.
Someone
that's
would.
Not creepy.
Like that's
at least one person would go to jail.
Yeah.
That would be all.
Hold on.
Before the end of this episode. Oh, breaking news at our
he said it's allowed.
He said it's allowed. When I'm super engorged, too, like my nipples do spray her in the face, and I always feel really bad about that because it is like an intense spray down.
Something.
Super engorged.
You probably now, you probably now have started some weird shit that we're not going to know about for about 18 years.
She does wait, it, though. She's the one that takes her mouth off, and I'm like, ugh, and then I have to wipe her face off and then start over.
Sounds like you guys are getting along great so far.
This bonding moment.
Can I shower? Can you not take your mouth off the nips?
Take out the goddamn trash. I don't care. Your head wobbles like a fucking...
They're bonding.
guys.
Okay, so what were we getting? What were you guys trying to talk about?
We were talking about Terrell Owens not going refusing to go. After complaining for many years and not getting inducted.
Well, no, that's the thing, though. It hasn't really been many years. It's only like two or three. There's other Hall of Famers that sat out for, they waited 10 years to get in.
He got in on his third, I believe.
And they went. You know what I'm saying? They went. It's dudes that got held out way longer than T.O., yo. And this is like a one.
If they made him,
he's traumatized. If you know his story, like his dad.
No.
If they made
like a block away, wouldn't even recognize him.
Right.
If they made him wait 10 years, I guarantee he'd have a different fucking taste in his mouth over it.
But I just, this is a once in a lifetime.
They gave him the pussy too quick.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he really needs to rethink this shit, yo. Because 5 years
it's not
down
over.
The road,
I guarantee you people are going, dude.
You gotta go.
This could be.
I don't care how mad you are.
Damaging to your relationship with the community, dude.
Say something in your speech.
The football community, if nothing else.
Yeah. Say something in your speech.
The other Hall of Famers.
You know what I mean? If you're mad, go there and say a crazy speech. But you gotta fucking show up, yo. Yeah, like you 5 years after, they're not gonna let you come back and say, "Okay, I changed my mind. Let me get my jacket now."
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta go get your fucking jacket, yo. That's it. Like, or don't speak. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just don't have him post make me a jacket. You know what I mean? Show up and pick that
and
shit up.
And get your jacket and your 100%. Bus.
And Uber comes up. Hey, I'm supposed to deliver this jacket. What the?
Exactly.
Can you give me 5 stars, bro? Do you need water?
And your bus.
Yeah.
Is this you?
Doesn't look like you. They never look like him.
Dude.
I think he's being an idiot. I think it's a really dumb move.
I mean,
he's being him.
I don't know if is this him to not go to the Hall.
I don't know, not to not go, but just like to do something fucking interesting. It's like not everybody's talking about him as the guy in this class. Everybody's talking about him.
Well, I feel like it was gonna be that way anyway, though. Was he not gonna be the dude you talked about after all his antics?
You could have. I think he could still have the antics and show up to this thing and make it. I don't want to say controversial, but go viral.
The audience didn't say anything, just in a disguise, like a fake mustache.
And the crazy thing, though, he's still freaky athletic, yo. Like, he posted himself on Instagram running like a 4.5, like recently.
His hands just, at the end, he couldn't catch anything. That's why he ended up getting dropped.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Face as being gay. Who was the quarterback for San Francisco?
Oh, Garcia?
Yeah. You remember Garcia would talk? And I remember before Madden and what's-his-face used to call games before they retired.
Madden and Summerall?
I remember Summerall talking about, like, talking to him, you wouldn't know he was a football player, you know, because he had that lift. He's like, we just like to push the ball down the field really far.
He married like a playmate, didn't he? When he married a hot playmate?
She's like, you know, she pegged him in the ass. Jeff Garcia's like, listen, look at that. How long do you have to live in L.A. before you see gay face? Anybody?
Well, I mean, he was the quarterback of the 49ers. Come on. I mean,
Listen.
They were in love.
Our tight ends are, I mean, they know how
they're
to get.
Tight.
They're tight.
The gayest guy in football, for real, the gay guy in football is that Jacksonville defender, the corner, the safety, whatever his name is.
Galen Ramsey.
Dude, that guy in interviews it's not even a question.
Stop. Well, are you serious?
No, but you know, supposedly Antonio Brown talked shit to him on the field about that. Like, that's why they literally fought on the field.
Hold on. An interview where this guy's gay.
Go gay.
The best, the
you know who has gay face?
Galen Ramsey and eight and
Russell Westbrook has gay face.
Oh, wow.
Julio Jones has gay face.
For sure, Julio Jones has gay face. That's like, dick? Yeah. What? Yeah. Someone brought that dick, dog.
Shannon Sharp, too.
What? Yeah.
Look at that one. Look at the one up.
You know how.
Go up. Right there. No, over. Where he
to
looks
the
like
right.
Down.
One more. Right that there. One.
Yeah. Oh, I think that one.
That is such gay.
I think the one up here.
That looks like everybody outside of Donut Time, right? You want
to Donut Time?
I'm missing. Oh, I'm fucking dead.
up. higher.
Looks like everybody outside of Donut Time.
I think that one. Nah, not that one.
Oh.
Here's where Terrell Owens is fucking the Falcons. he has been training with Julio all summer, Terrell Owens, and never a problem.
Julio,
never been a problem. Guess he's holding out now. 3 years left. You know, T.O., while they're working out, is just like, man, you can't let the motherfuckers treat you like that. You can't let these, you know, blah, 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 beep, 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 beep. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, see,
shut the fuck up.
That's him right here. He just ran that 4 or 5. He
claims. Well, you know, when your quarterback gets so much money, you got to be like, why is he getting all that money? You know one thing Julio Jones can't do? Play kickball. Have you seen that?
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah. Can't play
and
kickball.
Probably throw. Whenever these dudes throw the first pitch out, I'm like, dude.
Some of them, yeah. You're like, fuck.
John Wall?
Oh, yeah. He was terrible.
Like, he thinks he's doing
it's the NBA players that are bad at it.
Yeah. Well, 50 was bad, too. But he's a rapper.
Dude,
yeah, I get it.
Your Anthony Bourdain tweet was so fucking funny.
What was it?
Who's tweet?
Anytime a celebrity dies, I go to Ari's Twitter first to see what he has
Dave
to
Taylor's
say.
Also money.
Try to get in there quick.
What?
Try to get in there as soon as I can and fucking shit on them in some way.
What a great career you have where you literally can say anything you want and everyone's like,
I know.
Oh my God, you see this comedian said something? Everyone's like, yeah, it's Ari.
Jeff's like, let's go see what Ari said.
I still get like unfollowed. What the fuck, dude? Let the guy rest in peace. I was like, nah. And then they all go, you wouldn't say it about someone you love. And I was like, refer to my Ralphie May tweet, please. Goodbye. Yeah.
Here it is. Here is Julio Jones.
I think he went by.
What is Lex Luthor doing here? More gay face. Is this the Gay Sports Network?
This is...
Here we go. Oh.
Oh, my God.
How do you miss?
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
How do you miss in kickball?
I could do kickball.
Got a strike in kickball.
What's that?
Is that worse than Charles Barkley's golf swing?
Charles Barkley's golf swing. That's so worse. Bad.
Charles Barkley's golf swing.
At least Charles Barkley makes contact.
But it looks like an earthquake happens on his back swing.
Yeah, he does like rope, rope, bop.
Right. But he hits the ball. I've never seen a strike in kickball.
Exactly. I mean, you're telling me this guy never was like, fuck it. Hey, line up. Let me try to take a field goal kick.
That motherfucker got a strike in kickball.
This would be that, and right it was there looks fine. Too. It wasn't a high bounce.
Guys, strike and kickball.
It should be one strike and you're out. It's no three strikes.
Here we go.
Is this for charity or something? Like, why does this exist?
Well, he plays golf.
Oh, he does? He plays golf and he's that bad?
Yeah.
Because I was hoping it was like he's trying to earn money for the children.
This is a
look. He goes out a lot.
You know what he has the weirdest stroke.
Why does he stop?
He's still better than Jesus.
Because he's crazy.
But he makes,
I like that he says, what's makes, that one?
He makes contact, though, yo.
I mean.
Dude, I've tried golf. I was
look
not
the ball went behind
contact.
Him.
My dad did that one time, dude.
How did the ball get behind
he
him?
He did, like, negative 50 yards.
I like how backwards. I like how he said that,
Hey, I've broken golf clubs before, man.
Oh, me too.
That's just not easy, yo. It looks he's making contact. You know what I'm saying?
He said the next person that comes up to him and asks him who's better, LeBron or Michael, he's going to slap him in the face, no matter who it is.
I don't believe that the comparison is even LeBron and Jordan. Like, how did he just jump past Kobe? Like, how did
Kobe's garbage?
How come there's no Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe conversation?
That's what it should be. No one should be talking about Jordan
and LeBron.
I would take Tim Duncan over Kobe every time, 1,000 times.
Would you take?
Watch how smoothly he hits the. Why he gets pissed off and hits the tee after? Watch how smooth it is. Watch this. Watch how smooth.
That's what he should do.
Right. That's to be your new swing. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine being so, like, your swing at golf is notoriously so bad that there are multiple compilation videos of you fucking hitting a ball behind you and shit.
Why don't we put cheerleaders in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, gosh, where do we begin? Because no one gives a fuck about them other than you. Name me one goddamn cheerleader.
Yeah, do you Sarah? Know any by name?
Yeah. This is actually, I mean, for
Bunny.
We just proved the point. Because no one can name any
Amber,
cheerleader.
The
Amber?
Rams have Paula male Abdul. Cheerleaders this year.
Oh, dude, get the
I know.
Fuck out of here.
I didn't. Way. I was not on board.
Get
I
love out it. Here. I can't
I
wait
love
to boo
it.
Them.
I was not on board with that.
So the Clippers one time had this one guy. You know how they always had the guys who hype it up? They had one dude, one video he did. He got booed so bad, they never saw him back. So together, Los Angeles, we have to boo these male cheerleaders to the point they Anthony Bourdain it. Anybody?
Oh,
anybody?
Oh,
anybody?
Wow.
Bourdain it? Am I right, Aaron? Are you right? Yeah. You're right. That joke would kill. Aaron told me to do that joke. It was like, dude, make it a verb. He said.
Oh, there they go. That's them two on the right.
Oh,
over
my
one more.
God. No way.
Them.
That's not
they're
really
in crop
what
tops,
that's them.
Too.
No, stop. Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
It's gone too far.
Who is that?
I want to the all dudes.
Those are the new male Ram cheerleaders, yo. Yes, they just made it this year.
He's so mad he's standing, everybody. Sam's about to
yes,
leave the show.
Yes, they're black. Two dudes, yo. They
it's,
made it.
Who is this for?
I know, right? That's
who is it for?
Is it,
that's
it,
the
is it
question.
Gay rights, probably?
Look at that.
Is everyone trying to go like, this should be a double standard.
We should have some guys out there at Buff and like throwing chicks.
Yeah, because that is not a straight man.
That's the great
that guy's straight as fuck.
He said, who
look at that smile.
He said, who is this for?
Robin Roberts. Oh, fuck this.
Oh my gosh, look at him.
These guys are straight.
They made it. Look,
look. Look at the smile on Aaron's face.
They made it, yo.
We should call.
Where'd they find these
I don't
guys?
Know how
donut
I'm not
time?
Gonna...
This episode should be called.
The city of San Francisco is like, fuck, they beat us to that.
I don't know like, how I'm going to feel, man.
Somebody farted. Is it the I farted look?
Look. Oh, I was there. God. I don't even know what game that is, but I was there.
This is a Talking Heads episode.
Look.
Where no one knows what we're watching.
What is
hey, Kareem, I didn't renew my tickets for the first time.
You didn't?
You didn't? Ari!
No,
why?
I'm not there. That's the problem.
But this
there.
Is the season to have them, though.
But then you give them to
know,
us.
The problem is they're not trading them over for the new stadium. So I really got them so I could have them for the new stadium.
Oh,
and
right.
They're doing that fucking thing where you gotta pay $50,000 for the right to buy them.
Right,
so
right. No, but still, this season's going to be off the hook.
That. I could afford season tickets barely, but I can't afford
the licensing
just to
fee.
Be able to buy them.
Yeah, that's so dumb fee. They do that. So greedy.
Did Ari start crying because he lost his tickets?
But that pays for the stadium, though. Yeah. That's how it can be publicly. It, no public money. Hey, Ari,
okay.
For this season, though, you should renew, dude. Just
yeah,
for this
give
season.
Me your tickets, dude.
Dude, you couldn't even sell your scalping tickets for the playoffs.
But
they were
this
fucking
season,
under face value.
I know, but this season's going to be different, yo. Which,
why would it be different than last season when we went to the playoffs? Nobody fucking
huh? There'll still be a Raiders town, but there'll also be a Rams town.
This season, we're going to be more Hollywood with Sue and Tlaib.
The Chargers will never get L.A.
Yeah,
ever.
No. But they'll be a good second team, though.
Soon. The Chargers should get the fuck out of there.
They'll
Raiders,
be a,
Rams,
no, they should
Chargers.
Stay. The Chargers should stay. They'll be a good second
no,
team.
No, they need to go down. It should have been the Raiders here.
No, it should have. I agree.
No, it should not. No, it should not.
But it's over for that. They're going to Vegas, and that's a great landing. That's a great landing spot for them.
Yeah, Raiders
so
for
too.
Days,
I think so, too.
Dog.
That's a great landing spot. I would even go to some games for a weekend in Vegas, yo.
Yeah, everybody
fuck
is.
That.
Are you a secondary Raiders fan?
No, I don't have a secondary team. You know what I'm saying? I don't, but I
garbage.
I can root for them, though. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's some teams I just can't root for. The Raiders aren't on that list. The Chargers aren't either. Like, if, you know.
No, nobody has a problem with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Nobody hates the Chargers. They're one of those teams that everybody's like, hey, they're cool, man.
Fuck
whatever.
It. Yeah, right. They're
I don't
all
know how right. Ari's giving the pulse of L.A., even though he hasn't lived here for years. Like, the what is this what you're hearing on the streets?
Doesn't he live here like 6 months out of the year?
No, he lives here for like 2 weeks, bitches about it, never hangs out.
Are you bitch
got,
about
got,
it now?
Oh, he's such
breaking,
a New Yorker.
We got breaking news for Ari, from Ari Shaffir. Yeah. Ari?
Here. Fight Nanny.
Yes.
Has put breast milk into oatmeal and served it to Jeff Dennis without him knowing.
Yep, I knew that.
Not without him knowing. I made myself oatmeal, and Jeff likes to eat my food when I'm doing stuff, and I always come and catch him eating my food, or I come back and it's half eaten, and he's like, ew, what's wrong with your oatmeal? It's disgusting. And I said, oh, I ran out of milk, so I used some of my breast milk.
Breast milk is sugary, though.
Isn't yeah, it? Yeah, it tasted to me, it tasted like maple and brown sugar yeah. oatmeal.
Wow.
And breast milk is sweet. That's why yeah. babies like it.
Breast milk to me tastes like camel cum. If you guys ever had camel cum.
Why have you had breast milk?
That's your first question.
Why, yes. He said, why have you had breast milk?
I know why you've had camel cum.
I know why you had that. That doesn't even.
Fuck the camel cum. What were you doing with breast milk?
I know. I'm like, okay. Who let you touch their breasts? I get a camel, let you suck them off.
Yeah, he was really grossed out. He's like, ugh. He's like, breast milk is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Ari, did you watch 225? Did you guys already talk about that?
No, we have not.
Is Ari happy that Rhonda is in the Hall of Fame now? Do you think? Did you
She's
celebrate?
In the Hall of Fame.
UFC
Hall of Fame.
Cheerleader Hall of Fame.
Look at his face.
I mean, don't they have to wait 5 years after you get out?
No, it's the UFC. They make the rules up as they go.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I get what she did for female sports, but like, guys, 6-2.
I knew he'd be so mad.
Right. She only fought 8 times.
Look at that
Mark
look.
Mark Holmes got in fucking 10 years later after he stopped fighting.
Who
six and two,
who is the worst person in the UFC Hall of Fame? Ronda Rousey or Stephen Bonner?
Stephen Bonner did the same shit Ronda did. He was in that fight, one fight that brought the UFC into the mainstream.
Hmm.
Right.
Inverse.
Well, that's worth like, something, like, though.
Oh, my God. What is this? Yeah.
It's not even so much accomplishments as much as it is thanks for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
Then Connor should be in, yeah. I guess.
Connor should be in already. Connor should be in already.
Yeah. John Jones should be in. Well, Anderson actually
you
should
You know who
be
definitely
in.
Should be John in Jones, is who's that big guy from the WWF or whatever?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar definitely Hall of Fame with his
oh,
three
they
fights.
They will throw him in.
Anderson's
with
not
his
even
three
in
fights.
It yet?
No.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Why are they putting Ronda then? That's crazy.
Because she made him a shitload of money and they don't know what to do with her now.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's in the WWE.
Yeah, but they're not making money on that.
No, I know.
Throw in the Hall of Fame here, they can
they
make another
that
buck.
Do she's going to cry if she wasn't in this year?
I don't know. She's going to bring
I heard she stinks.
She's yeah. playing by the Schumer rules. Though.
I
she doesn't
told
like
you.
It. She gets the fucking
I've heard that from other people, too.
She doesn't, what?
Yeah, you
What's that, Ari?
She plays by the Schumer rules, where if she doesn't like the deal, she just redoes it based not on fairness, but just like, I get this.
Yeah, you, I mean.
That's a good way to negotiate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take.
I want that kind of leverage.
Let's agree on this, but if it changes, I'm going to get whatever I want.
Yeah. It goes
just
without.
Like, right. Just for a man, would you? And then, like, that's it.
It goes without saying
she's
that.
She's not good. Like. I don't think she's going to be good in the UFC. I don't think she can act.
You mean WWE?
She's not likable.
No, she's
such a bad
actress.
That's her only face. Her only face is, did somebody fart?
Yeah, I don't care for this fart.
Cyborg's record is better than Ronda's, right?
Ronda will be, Cyborg will be in the UFC Hall of Fame.
Doesn't it go without saying that CM Punk is done?
I thought he was so good.
Did you guys see Rogan shitting on him?
Yeah.
What?
Oh
where?
My God.
During
never,
the fight?
I've never done that with a fighter before.
During
like,
the live fight?
On the post?
No, during his podcast. But he's oh, like, okay. I could beat him. I think he said I could beat him. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure. I just saw the clip.
That would be a fight I'd like to see.
Or him and Floyd.
Rogan and Floyd?
No, Punk and Floyd.
Oh, that they could make that happen.
Yeah, that they yeah, talked about that.
Who would watch that? I wouldn't watch that.
People would watch that, yo.
You'd watch a 50-year-old Floyd Mayweather and a 47-year-old CM Punk.
Yes, people will
hug each other for 12 rounds.
Punk, no, UFC.
I'd rather watch male cheerleaders.
It wouldn't be 12 rounds. UFC.
Yeah,
you know
three rounds.
Oh.
Three rounds.
Yeah, no.
UFC.
I'd watch that for sure.
Yeah, oh, they
it's still going to suck.
They both have their market, too. You know what I'm saying? They
I
both.
Would watch that for sure.
Oh, no. A bunch of people would. They've talked about that, yo. Punk and Floyd. Because Floyd's been putting out there he's coming to, you know what I'm saying?
He's not coming, dude.
He's putting that out there, yo. I'm
if
just
saying.
If he
comes, though, it should be.
Rashad Evans, Hall of Fame, and I believe he just retired, correct?
Oh, yeah, he got knocked out.
I mean, he's definitely done, but I believe he retired.
Yeah, they...
He's Hall of Fame. That's Hall of Fame to me.
That's Hall of Fame.
That's Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
On merit. Those are the merit Hall of Famers.
What I recognize as Hall of Fame.
But
exactly.
Then Ronda Rousey is going to be the, you know what I'm saying?
Who was the firefighter from Indiana that was a good UFC fighter? Do you guys remember that?
You're not talking about, Stipe's a firefighter.
Can you put in UFC fighter UFC fighter, firefighter, Indiana. Because this guy's an interesting dude. Because is this guy a Hall of Famer? Even though we can't remember his name, Chris Lytle.
Chris Lytle.
Right?
Mm.
He had more like fight of nights than anybody ever. He had more fight of night fights than right? anybody in the UFC.
I mean, that's a stat. I mean, how many? What was his final record?
You know? So, wow. And then you have Joe Lanzo, who okay, also had Sam. More of those.
Chris, six fight of nights, one knockout of the night. So that's seven.
Yeah. So, what about Joe Lanzo? Like, he had a ton of those, man. What does he do?
31 and 18. He's got a lot of losses, but 31 wins is a lot of wins.
And I feel like in the UFC, in MMA in general, it's kind of hard to count people down for their losses. Everyone's going to have
it's the fight game. You
100%.
Should,
you know, no one's going to be 50-0 in the UFC.
At all. Or
not
even,
without a gun.
Or even one
not without
or
a gun.
Two.
Breaking news. Saying? Breaking news.
All right, you got breaking news. Get the goddamn sound effect going, bro. We got breaking news,
guys,
all right?
Guys, it's not just about that. What's going on here?
Deontay Wilder agreed to the terms with Joshua.
Never heard of any of those people.
What? A nice heavy.
Deontay Wilder.
Finally, some
Anthony
real
Joshua.
That's a big deal.
No, that
dude.
Is.
It's
that
not a big
really
deal if Deontay Wilder shows up. If Deontay Wilder shows up.
I don't know that. It says no deal. Yeah.
Oh, he said he agreed to the deal.
Where did you see that?
No deal yet.
Go, no, it said that he did. Now, it's on the other side. He said he agreed to the terms.
Ari said it, but the internet's saying no. Ari has special.
I said what?
You said the deal was made.
What deal was made?
I said the deal was
made. Oh, it says the deal should be done within the month.
Yeah.
What was the breaking news you just broke? Ari?
I broke it.
Well, he broke
wait,
it, but he made it.
Wait. Look up Deontay Wilder, because that's the one that he said.
You're fucking dead to me, dude.
Versus Joshua. That's who he was fighting.
I'd love to see that fight.
Oh, that's a fight that has to be made.
Hey, dude, do you want to go to Hot Chicks Fighting?
Yes.
You want to go? I got invited this Thursday to Hot Chicks Fighting at downtown Spearmint Rhino.
It's not downtown.
Of course.
Where is it? Look it up. Look it up and shut up.
Hot Chicks Fight. Is it boxing or mud wrestling?
It's like MMA, that? Hot chicks, porn stars, and strippers. They all fight each other.
If they got male cheerleaders, I'm in.
Jerk off in the crowd. You're allowed to.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm out.
He's got to bring a fucking blanket.
Unless I got my own booth, I'm out. Let me sit next to a couple guys. Hey, man.
How you doing?
Yeah, you going to finish that nachos? Motherfucker, you're not.
We can't even find this on Google, Sam. Did you make this up? Did you dream about this?
No, our friend Matt Slayer came to our big, successful UFC 225 live viewing party. Mickey Gall was there.
Oh, yeah. I heard
Planet
about that. I heard that was...
Planet was there.
I heard do you think they're going to get Mickey Gall to break down the CM Punk fight? He's like, as the only person to beat him in the UFC.
He beat both of those guys.
Yeah, he beat
Mike Jackson, too. He beat Mike Jackson after he beat CM Punk. So both guys, he beat both those guys.
He's the expert.
Want to go to one of these?
He's the only
dude?
One to beat either one of these guys.
Thursday? Yeah, I'm
I think this is Thursday. Yeah.
Wait, can I get in there and fight these twats? No offense.
They just start beating the.
Can
fuck
I be
out
go in there
other
and fight these cunts?
Because I would be offended.
And you're allowed to jerk off in the crowd. They said they give you.
They put that out there.
Who was it?
Did you call and ask?
I just want to confirm. Who was it? The same guy that told you Deontay Wilder is going to fight Joshua.
Dude,
is
what
he
great
on the card?
Yeah, dude. They have porn stars fighting strippers.
Are babies allowed?
Babies are. I'd love to see your baby fight another.
That's baby. Where babies come from. We should get him. You should get your little girl in the playground and pound.
Playground and pound.
That's what I pitched that to Ren Azizi.
But I meant, can I bring
her? Yeah, there's a playpen the kids can fight in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. This is our friend Matt Slayer, and he does play-by-play. And, yeah.
Barry Katz is coming.
Yeah, that's what it is. Go up. There it is, right there. Caliente Cage Rage.
So in the desert?
No, oh, it's at the Dames and Games, dog.
Oh.
Thursday.
Where the hell's Dames and Games?
It's downtown.
But like you said, that like everybody knows where Dames and Games is.
Oh, it's Van Nuys. That's where dreams come true in Van Nuys. It's great. Yeah.
Sam, I went to my 6-week follow-up appointment, and there was a pregnant girl in a crop top, and I immediately thought of you, and would you be into this?
Yes.
Did she have...
love pregnant chicks.
Did she have Jim Carrey's teeth from fucking the Mask?
I was just like, I wouldn't wear a crop top now, and this girl's just so confident in her crop top and huge belly, and I was like, that is...
Guys are into that.
Was somebody feeding her carrots with her giant horse teeth? If so, he's
No, I didn't look at her horse teeth.
I used the bathroom.
Sam smelled the waitress.
14 minutes, Sam.
The waitress at Sycamore Tavern. He asked to smell her armpits.
Which waitress? The one that had a little pooch belly?
Yes.
I could see that. And did she let him?
Yes. And she said, smells like cocoa butter.
Wow. So creepy.
That's a form of sexual harassment, right? Like if you're at work.
I think he forgets he's almost 50 a lot of times when he's in public.
But she went with it. She was like,
She's like, if you're going to tip me.
We haven't gotten our bill yet.
It smelled like cocoa butter, which is not a bad smell at all.
I know. That's what I said, because he's like, can I smell yours? And I was like, I don't smell like cocoa butter. Yeah. So I'm not.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to let you smell me.
That's a come down from what you just smelled.
All right, did you watch 225?
I did not.
What were you doing Saturday?
This was this past Saturday. I was in Washington D.C. doing shows. No way. Yeah.
Are you a Capitals guy? Ish.
What the fuck was it? Oh, I was hanging out with my girlfriend. I love the Caps, man. I was a fucking Stanley Cup champion.
Congratulations, finally. Then, sir.
Thank you.
Where were you for it? Did you watch it?
What?
What do you mean, what? The fucking last game.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I watched it at the stand. It was fucking great. They won. It was fucking amazing. Fucking Washington. I was there for game 3 in Washington. Game 4, excuse me. I didn't go to it, but I watched my dad on TV.
Okay, I was wondering if you went.
Champions.
Because you were thinking about going.
I was thinking about it, but the tickets were $1,000 each, and I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, no, they'll pay that on the East Coast.
That was their first one, right?
Uh-huh, first one. In like almost 50 years.
As a team, the same year I was born.
Yeah. Wait,
first one.
So 43-year-old?
Mm.
Yeah, they've been to the Stanley Cup Finals before, but they didn't win a game. This is the first 4 games they won in the Stanley Cup.
And then they were playing Vegas, this is their first year.
I'm glad they didn't win.
Damn, I mean, that's like...
I hate when a new team does just straight up great.
But has a new team ever won it their first year in any sport?
I don't think so.
No. Carolina and Jacksonville.
That's not true.
Not their first year.
DC United.
They won the whole thing their first year?
But Carolina, wasn't that the whole league's first year?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so I mean, everybody's a first year there. But...
Yeah, that wasn't
Carolina and Jacksonville. Remember when they both became new NFL franchises?
But they didn't win the Super Bowl. They got good. God, yeah.
They got to like NFC and AFC championship game.
Right. The first year? No.
Saints? Oh, Marlins. Yes, yeah, Marlins might have been good out the gate, too.
No, yeah, but they didn't win it their first year.
No, Marlins was 5 years.
Yeah.
That's still crazy.
Diamondbacks was 3.
I mean, this is their first year. And they literally were put together how you normally put together teams, where you're just picking up spare parts from every other team. You know what I'm saying? Usually that's not a championship team.
That's how the Open Michael Jordans got started. A lot of people don't know that about us.
Hilarious.
Oh!
He still got his jersey.
He's rocking the shirt I made. Yeah, that's great.
That's hilarious.
Show Johnny.
He has come look. The jersey. These
are the Open Michael Jordan jerseys.
I was looking for an undershirt today, and I couldn't.
That's great.
He's like, fuck it. This will work.
These are the top.
Oh, that's
great.
Miami Heat.
Heat were the fastest?
Yeah.
And they did.
Which was how long?
88 to 91.
Like, okay, that's pretty damn quick.
That's just to make the playoffs, though.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. What about to win a championship?
Yeah.
Can I just real quick?
It's got to be the Diamondbacks.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it's got to be Diamondbacks.
Casper says, fuck yeah. Cree Matthews, Denmark all the way. Me. He says he lost his virginity to a sister. And because there's no black people where he's from, he doesn't realize you're supposed to put an A at the end. So it's a sista, not your sister. But he tried. So he apparently fucked his sister and he lost his virginity. So thank you, Casper.
Congratulations.
Casper's the shit.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I think this was the farthest a first-year team has ever gotten.
Of course.
Yeah, no, that's what we were saying. They were trying to figure it out. But no other in any sport, right?
I think the Jags... and the Panthers came close.
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah, but not their first year either.
There's no way they're going to win it either. Vegas would have gone bankrupt, they said. Because everyone like, in town, fuck it, I'll throw 20 on right. win it all.
Everyone in town was.
Yeah. It would have been like 10 grand to everybody.
Right. But even if you had bet them to get to the finals, that before the season was like at least probably 100 to 1. You know what I mean? I mean, dude, this is their first season.
No, I guarantee you it's way more than 100 to 1. Dude.
Okay, right.
It's probably about 350 to 1.
I can go for that.
500 to 1.
Nah, I can go for that because I mean they were literally.
I can go for
that. A new team with no chemistry. A new team with no chemistry whatsoever. It's got to be. It had to be
with spare parts. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Literally, you're taking players that know. Oh, here
this
we go.
This is like the junk Voltron put together and just start kicking everybody's ass.
Right. Right.
That's a good band name.
Junk Voltron.
200.
Junk Voltron's a good band name.
They were
name.
200 to 1.
Okay, 200 to 1.
It must have been 1,000 to 1.
But they're still the last one, right?
No, that was before the season.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, so they had the most disparaging odds to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like a billion to 1.
I
mean, you put 10 bucks on that, you win 2 grand.
Right. Yeah, that's.
Wow.
Right?
That's good odds.
Fuck.
That is good odds. And
gambling is always a hindsight.
And they came through, though. Like, that's an unbelievable story. That'll be a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get the movie.
By the way, the Golden Knights, by far, had the biggest hot porn star following. Like,
I was wondering where that was going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, because all the porn stars moved to Vegas. And they all go to Golden Knight games. Have you been to a hockey game?
I went to a Kings game a while back. This is when they still wore the purple and gold and played at the Forum.
Dude, hockey's the best life.
Oh, no.
The worst is football, by far.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't think football is.
No, I by love far. Football live, too.
I'll power rank it right now.
Let me see.
Hockey, baseball, basketball.
For what?
Live. Best live.
Baseball's so boring. Sorry, Aaron.
I would take football way over.
Baseball live to me. I can easily watch baseball on TV more better than live.
Hi, you're on with Cream Matthews, the number one Instagram account on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm surprised.
773, hello.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to talk to some Yankees. I don't know if you guys have talked about the baseball yet.
No, we'd love to talk about the Yankees. That's
no, we don't.
Topic.
No, we don't.
I'll pass.
Nice. I like Call of the Day. Ari, this question's kind of for you. When you're Michelle Wolf, does she moan like a dolphin?
Oh. Wow, legitimate
turn
question.
That one.
This is that's absolutely caller of the day.
I'm not sure how that's a Yankee question exactly.
Just answer the goddamn Yankee question, Ari.
Michelle and I don't hook up.
That wasn't a very convincing answer, Ari.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one.
Ari, look it right in the camera and say that you guys don't hook up without smiling or anything.
Or crying.
We don't hook up. Look, why is there always a 5-second laugh before you can get in?
Yeah,
he anything?
Can't even say it.
Look.
That's a good call.
Does her vagina taste like matzo? Caller of the year so far. Look at that. How old is Michelle Wolf? She looks like 20, a chipmunk, 30. Doesn't she?
Yeah, younger than us.
32.
Oh, she's great, though. I think she's great.
She's the only one going for it.
That's when she had a meth problem, huh? Look at that picture down there.
That's when she went to a premiere. As
no, over
top
one.
The top.
Over one. Down one. Down. There we go. That one. For sure. That is like, no.
Is that
I
the same
smoke
one?
Meth.
Go up. Go up. Right there. No, over
left.
Over
to the left.
Oh, yeah, this way. The, yeah, that's that when she went as Carrot Top to her movie premiere.
Definitely her lesbian Carrot Top look. Yeah. Look at how he get offended we're making fun of his Jew friend. Look at that. So upset.
That's his little dime piece. That's his little side piece.
I love her down there. That's when she
I bet she's in Ari's kitchen right now.
Go to Comedy Central one. Go to oh yeah. That is like I love children's theater.
She's like
children's theater.
Hey, Johnny, go down a little bit. I got a good joke right there in the red. That's little dolphin Fanny right there.
Oh my!
Everyone drives safe.
That one
dolphin
Fanny.
The sun will come out.
Ari said, is that her?
You guys are quiet. You can hear her crying off screen. Can't believe Ari would let us make fun of his girlfriend.
Ari's
is that on her show? Is that her doing her show?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's probably a character on her show.
Oh, that's so funny. Looks well, like guys, Kareem, give us your shout real quick. What is your Instagram?
At Kareem.Matthews. One more time. Thank one you more guys. Time. Yeah. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
Oh, where you guys, here we go.
What is this?
This is the hottest hockey fan. Mia Khalifa, she's a porn star.
All right, dude, you're creeping everybody out. What a great show. Fight Nanny.
You asked.
Before we go.
What?
Ari.
I'd like to promote this before we go that I forgot about earlier.
All right, good show.
Said he would donate a bunch of money to sick children in Children's Hospital if he ran the marathon. And it turns out he never had any intention of doing that. They were kind of counting on that money because he was really adamant about it. But I guess he was just doing it to get fucking Instagram followers, which is awful to me. So I started a fund to raise the money that he promised so these kids don't have to die without toys. So if you go to GoFundMe.com/EvilBert, you can even get $5 is $5 more than fucking awful Bert gave. So I'm just trying to like help out these sick kids. Thanks for disappointing at Bert's awful behavior.
That Bert wants sick children to die. It says, who created this page? I wonder, Ari.
I will donate money to the children.
All the money goes to LA Children's Hospital. So,
dude, Ari, you know, if you're a nice guy, even though you're doing it for wrong fucking reasons. So
I know it's weird to hear him promote children.
Like, yeah,
that's fucking hilarious.
You're so stupid.
And what else?
I miss Ralphie so much.
What else? What else did we?
I miss Ralphie May so much.
Oh my god.
What else did we learn today? Ari's fucking a dolphin.
Well, guys, great show. Great. Anybody want to push anything else?
I would like to. We forgot one of our new sponsors. The newest sponsor of Punch Drunk is LeBron James, everybody.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Top 40 world.
All right, dude. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. I'm probably going to shove a hot dog off my butt. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Seymour sounds like he's.